This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. You can dump the mask in most cases if you've been fully vaccinated against COVID. Here's our Sagar Magani.
From the White House.
Today is a great day for America.
To Atlanta.
We have all longed for this moment.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky announcing the agency's latest guidance. Fully vaccinated people can stop wearing masks outdoors and in most indoor settings.
You can start doing the things that you had stopped doing because of the pandemic.
The CDC is still calling for masks in crowded settings like hospitals and while traveling. Unvaccinated Americans should keep wearing masks indoors. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Gas stations should be back to normal next week, says one industry analyst, after a cyber attack forced the largest fuel pipeline in this nation to shut down for a time. The Colonial Pipeline delivers almost half of the gas they use on the East Coast. Fuel is now running through the pipeline again, and President Biden says,
"We expect to see a region-by-region return to normalcy beginning this weekend and continuing into next week."
Washington, D.C. is among the hardest hit locations, with 73% of gas stations out of gas, according to Gas Buddy. About 70% of North Carolina's gas stations are out. Israel and Hamas are still fighting. Israeli tanks have been pounding Gaza ahead of a possible ground invasion. Republicans are ready to lift New York Congresswoman Elise Stefanik into the ranks of the party's House leadership. She's expected to be elected today as number 3 House GOP leader. Stefanik would replace Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who got bounced from her leadership position after criticizing former President Trump. A former Army Green Beret who admitted divulging military secrets to Russia will be sentenced today on espionage charges. This is AP News. Texas lawmakers have passed a law that would ban abortion as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy, which is often before women even know they're pregnant. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has this.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott is expected to sign the Texas Heartbeat Act into law. It would ban abortions after the first detection of an embryonic heartbeat. An electric signal flutter can be detected at about 6 weeks development in an embryo, although it doesn't really have a heart, and it isn't even yet a fetus. What's also unique about this bill is that it allows anyone to sue a doctor or a person who helped a woman get an abortion. The Right to Life group says it doesn't punish women. But critics say it will allow abortion opponents to flood the courts with lawsuits, harassing doctors, patients, friends, and even a parent who paid for a procedure. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.